Now, if you're a parent of a school-going child or a couple, you're probably trying to figure out how you're going to do all of this. Because you might have found that your kid's grown, depending on which age range they're in. You might have to buy a new blazer. You must buy shirts. You realized, oh, he's been running around a lot. There's a hole in the shoe. I need to go and get a pair. So those are some of the challenges that you have. And then you get the list. Yes, the stationery list. And then the schools are clever, hey? They give you their own stationery list. They say, no, you pay us, and we'll give you the whole box. You don't have to go shopping. But I don't fall for that. I go from retailer to retailer, and I try, I try and get the cheapest stuff. As long as it works and it's fit for purpose, I go and get it. So blow me down. I see this morning on businessinsider.co.za that they have actually compared some of the retailers and the stationery costs. Helena Wasserman is the editor. Good morning, goeiemôre, doelang. How are you doing, Helena?
Môre, Boetie.
Hoe gaat het? Gaan het goed?
Ja, it's okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, thank you. And a happy new year to you.
You too.
So let's talk about, I'm not going to ask you why you've done it. It's a pain for all of us on a yearly basis. Let's talk about how you've gone about, comparing the various retailers and which ones you've chosen.
Right, so we did it last year as well. We put together a small basket of what I would think is sort of essentials. You have your HB Tradition pencils, prints, pocket files, wax crayons, paper wax, paper and ballpoint pens. And then basically went to ShopRite, Checkers, C&A, and Macro and Pick and Pay to compare the prices. So okay. We have a comparison from last year, the prices we paid last year, plus comparing the retailers this year.
Did you compare what the school's asking us to pay for it at all?
So we definitely want to do that story, but unfortunately, every school has its own box and deals. So yeah, that's a bit of a difficult story.
Why choose Bishops or whatever, and then you go to Millerton and you choose Millerton High, and then and you work your way across like that. But I'd be very keen to see the price difference. But anyway, what did your investigation show?
So our investigation showed that on average the price hikes in the products of the basket of goods that we looked at was about 5%, and that's quite high compared to the inflation rate, which is below 4%. And then what was really interesting is C&A's prices on these goods actually came down from last year, and we saw a quite substantial rise of almost 8%, of more than 5% in Checkers and ShopRite's prices. Their basket was still the cheapest overall.
Yeah, I saw that. So let's talk about the prices. So if I go to ShopRite or Checkers, I'm not going to accuse them of price fixing because they're exactly the same. It's the same group. But let's talk about that basket that you've just mentioned. What is it going to cost at ShopRite and Checkers?
So the basket, including prints and the pocket files and everything I've mentioned, would come in at about 184 rand, the basket, compared to Pick and Pay, which is 194 rand, which is 10 rand more expensive. And then C&A, a lot more expensive, 207, and Macro, 213 rand.
And you go to a place like Macro, and the perception is, when I go there, they buy stuff in bulk, because when I walk in there, they've got this mother of a building, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously prices need to come down, and they've got quite a couple of Macros. And I have found, just from my own personal perusal, I found Macro to be quite expensive in a couple of categories. And this is one of them, which is why I don't do my shopping at Macro when it comes to that. And I do tend to go to Checkers, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, they're definitely, according to us, they have the best deals. They definitely, but it's important to note that these are only on promotion. So you have a small window to secure these deals. As far as we can see, it's definitely Checkers and ShopRite by far. It also depends on what you're buying, right? So if you're buying, high-priced items like flip files and you have to buy like 20 of them, actually macro would work out cheaper than some of the others. Mm. But it also depends on what specifically you're looking for.
Yeah. And are you going to go high end? People only buy, you know, the fancy stuff for their children. You know what? A protractor is a protractor is a protractor. And some people tend to sometimes go for the brands, and I don't know why. Yeah. I can't for the life of me.
So it's interesting, you know, some of the people on our team, for example, one of the schools that we work with told us that they would only allow prints on their premises. So you're not allowed to buy any kind of other stick glue.
Oh.
Children have to come with prints, for example. So that's quite interesting for me.
Is it? Remind me when I speak to Temben Kosi Bonakele next time to raise this, because the last time we raised an issue with him, Bruce, it was about school uniforms, and we were one of the media groups that got them to start investigating it, and now...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, what does that mean for competition? What if I want to... I mean, what difference is Pritt going to make? I mean, seriously, someone explain that to me. If I put the thing on the back of a piece of paper, and I stick it in my book, and it sticks, and it doesn't fall out. Surely that's job accomplished.
And it's quite expensive, you know. It's 30 rand for it's above 30 rand for 43-gram stick. Okay. I thought that was quite expensive.
It's an Afrikaans element gaan vlieg. I really, really, really think that is something that we'll pick up this year. So is that the only one? Pritt. And are there other products that schools are saying, in particular, this is what we allowed? Because if we have a bit of a basket of that, we can investigate it.
I know that our school did recommend the Mon Ami wax crayons, which is a certain brand, and also there was a certain brand of colouring in pencils that they recommended, but it wasn't necessarily. You know, I think the big thing is, and when you spoke about the box that the school recommended, the big thing is to check your children's satchels and see what's in there.
Exactly.
You know, there's no use of to buy everything from scratch every year, all of it new, you know, brand new. If they have perfectly good pencils and other stuff in their bags, you know. So that's where my problem comes in with the school boxes, is now I'm forced to buy everything new while there's still stuff that we can use.
Yeah, and I just tell them they can keep the box. and I'd rather go and do a lovely day out and go and do all the shopping that I need to. And just one more story, and I'm not sure if, I mean, obviously you're the editor, but I'm not expecting you to know each and everything. But here's some good news. After a massive revolt, the old Rice Krispies are back, but they're pricier and imported from the UK. I'm so happy. When they changed that nonsense, I was like, no, man, I'm not eating this stuff anymore. So what's happened here?
Right, so this is an interesting story. So 2 years ago, Kellogg's canned original Rice Krispies replaced it with vanilla Rice Krispies. Now, the big thing there is South Africa is not a producer of rice. So they have to import all the rice. So what they did, it was much cheaper for them to switch over to this new vanilla Rice Krispies, which has a much lower content of rice and more grain. So just looking at the stats now, So in the original Rice Krispies, rice represented almost 90% of the content. Now it's down to less than half.
Okay.
So it's much cheaper for them to buy the local grains and substitute it with rice. But to make up for this, they added a layer of sugar, which increased the sugar content substantially. And, you know, people really hated. To me, it's one of the biggest product fails ever in South Africa. People really, really hated it. So now they've announced they're bringing back the original, but they don't have the capacity to manufacture that in South Africa anymore, which to me is curious, to say the least. I mean, they did manage to manufacture it for decades, but now suddenly they're not able to manufacture it anymore, and they have to import it from the UK, which is completely completely nuts. And it will cost, it looks like about 10 rand more. So it's, yeah, 70 rand for a box of 510 grams of the original, while a 600 gram box of vanilla Rice Krispies currently cost below 50 rand at gram. So that's 20 rand more at current prices.
And you know, people will go for that because that rubbish that they brought in, this vanilla nonsense, I tried it once and I didn't eat it. It went back into my bowl and I threw the whole darn thing away. I was like, someone in a boardroom actually made this decision.
Yeah, I mean, I think they wouldn't say it, but I think it's a cost decision.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so yeah, the consumers definitely, I spoke to one retailer who said that Kellogg's definitely lost market share because of this. And the reason people bought Rice Krispies in the first place was because it was lower in sugar than normal cereals. And now you're sitting with a very sugary, sort of almost starchy cereal.
Yeah, no. Anyway, listen, Helena, I've got to congratulate your website. You do phenomenal work.
Thank you.
The investigations you guys do, and it always gives us a lot of food upon the pun here, but a lot of things to talk about on the show. And I know that we'll be starting our chats with you not this Monday coming, but the next Monday. We'll be chatting to you again, looking at some of the interesting stories out there. But Helena Wasserman, editor at businessinsider.co, well, Business Insider SA, and it's businessinsider.co.za is the website.